This is program number LW2659. Trials. You know, it seems for a lot of us anyway that when we're put through a lot of trials, it's only then that we really get serious with life. Hi, this is Larry West. That's what happened to J.C. Penney. J.C. Penney was a good man, honest, but his primary interest, at first anyway, was in making a lot of money. When he was an older man, he confessed, as he looked back on his life, that as a young man, it was his ambition one day to be worth $100,000. Then he said that when he reached that goal, there was a temporary satisfaction, but he set his mind then on becoming a millionaire. So J.C. Penney and his wife spent those years working hard at making money. One day, Mrs. Penney caught a cold, and it developed into pneumonia, and she died. It shook J.C. Penney more than he thought possible. I mean, he really loved her. And he said that when she died, his world crashed. And he began to ask, what is the purpose of life? He asked, what has money meant for my life? You know, it is amazing how that when death enters, all the so-called important other things become trivial. Well, it seems trials often help a fellow get his priorities in focus. One man has said trouble is what gives a fellow his chance to discover his strength or his lack of it. Anyway, it was when the Great Depression of 1929 broke upon America that J.C. Penney found himself bankrupt. And that can be quite staggering for a multimillionaire. I mean, everything was gone. He became so discouraged that he got sick, and finally his doctors sent him to the hospital. Of course, they discovered that his illness was caused from nervous disorders. It's a very few people who can lose that much money and not come out sick, but here he was, a former multimillionaire, in the hospital, and didn't even have enough money to pay his own hospital bill. Discouragement, despair, he was smothered by it. And he became so distressed that he convinced himself he wouldn't be able to live through the night. So he wrote a deathbed note to his family. I mean, he was that shattered. But to his surprise, he woke up early the next morning still alive. And in fact, he was feeling much better. You know, it's amazing how burdens seem so heavy in the middle of the night. Anyway, he woke up the next morning feeling better, not well, but feeling better. He got out of bed and found a small chapel in the hospital. He walked in and sat down on a seat at the back of it, and then he started to pray. He said, Lord, of myself I can do nothing. Will you take care of me? Will you take care of me? Why is it that we often have to be knocked down flat on our backs before we will ever look up? Really, it's only when we look up that we can focus in on what's really important. And often it's only in trials that we're forced to ask God that question. God, will you take care of me? J.C. Penney reminds me a little bit of what that fellow in the Bible went through, that fellow named Job. He lost it all. Job was a multimillionaire, so to speak. I mean, he had 7,000 sheep, 3,000 pickup trucks. Well, they weren't really pickup trucks. They were really camels, but these camels were to him what pickup trucks are to us. And that's only the beginning of the list of things that he owned. Job was, in fact, the richest man in the world. And then he lost it all, overnight, all of it. And you know what he said about it? He said, the Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yep. Job had his head on straight. He had his priorities in focus. Somehow trials, you know, often help us to see a little better what is really important. When a man hits the bottom, he really does one of two things. He either splats or he bounces. And what he does depends upon what he's made of on the inside. Think about it today. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.